four nights in the Valley Grand. I would swim over the deepest ocean just to see my love before I die. But the sea is wide and I cannot swim over, nor have I wings so I could fly. I wish I could make a handsome boatman to carry me on, my love and I. In Kilkenny, it is reported a marble stone as black as ink, with gold and silver I did support her. But I sing no more till I've had a drink. Well, I'm drunk today and I'm seldom sober. Some rover from town to town. But I'm sick now, my days are numbered. Come all ye young men and lay me down.
You are listening to Brian Ferry's The Bride Strip Bear, a track called Carrick Fergus, which of course is a town in Ireland. And I guess, I'm not sure who wrote that, but yeah, Brian Ferry's, I think it's his first solo album, came out September 1st, 1978. Fifth solo album, pardon me. What am I? I'm way out. Fifth solo album by English singer Brian Ferry. It was released in 78. So Ferry was releasing solo albums as much as he was doing Roxy Music albums. The Roxy Music Band had been on hiatus for 3 years, and it was recorded after his girlfriend Jerry Hall left him for Mick Jagger in 1977, and contains references to the breakup. It peaked at number 13 in the UK, and recorded at Mountain Studios in Montreux, Atlantic Studios in New York. And yeah, it's a bit of a sad album, bit of a low key affair. So people on it include Brian Ferry, of course, Anne O'Dell, Steve Nye on piano, Neil Hubbard on guitar, Wendy Wachell on guitar, Alan Spencer on bass, the great late Herbie Flowers on bass, John Wetton on bass, the late John Wetton, Mel Collins whole bunch of London favorite musicians. And it's not a bad album. It's there's quite a few covers on it, and there's some original tunes. And it's Brian Ferry's a funny kind of guy. He's like anti kind of popular, but at the same time, he's a really big cult following. And when we were growing up in England, when you went to the local disco, they would have a Bowie Ferry kind of thing going on in the music, and they would play sets of Bowie and Ferry together, and it was a certain crowd that got up and danced to that stuff. And so I just remember that. Anyway, let's continue with one more, I think. Oh, we've got two more tracks from this Bride Street Bear before we get into the solo Phil Manzanera. We're going to do an Otis Redding classic, a song that my band did back in the day. And this is Brian Ferry doing Otis Redding's That's How Strong My Love Is, right here on CJSF 90.1 and, of course, on thehouseofbrog.com.
If I was a songbird way up there, I'd go with love most everywhere. I'd be the moon when the sun goes down, just to let you know I'm still around. That's how strong my love is. 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 I'd be the weeping willow drowning in my tears, you could go swimming when you were here. And I'd be the rainbow after the tears have gone, wrap you in my colors and keep you warm. That's how strong my love is. That's how strong my love is. I'd be the ocean so deep and wide, and get all the tears whenever you cry. And I'd be the breeze after the storm is gone, to dry your eyes and love you alone. That's how strong my love is. 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 Strong my love is. Any kind of love you want, I would get for you. Any kind of love, any kind of love. That's how strong my love is. That's how it is. so cruel to be so kind. Now I know I'll always find this silent mystery. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. I've got to get away. Be smart, stay cool, hey, don't be that way. You know I love you, but I really cannot say. I booked a ticket on a plane. And when she said it, she was on the phone. Called long distance, then she smiled and said, I'm coming home. She packed a bag and blew a kiss at mist and gave the dog a pat. And then she said she had to run, 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 run. If you knew where to look, she could bear contemplation. Her assets ain't suffered because of inflation. Sure, sex meant a lot, I'd give her my best shot. If I wasn't so hot, well, there must have been some books that I could read. And she replied, well, how can I live in such a life?